Blog Talk Radio.
Again, to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. We're also encouraging you to invite a neighbor or a friend to tune into the program and be blessed as we present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World from the House of Christ Ministries in New York, 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. Our email address is hodminister@gmail.com. You can write to us, ask any questions. We bless the name of the Lord. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right path. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. strongly believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Beloved, once again, I want to remind you that the gospel of Jesus Christ must, and I want you to underline that, must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technologies to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth, so we must do so. Join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the word of God as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world, before the throne and above. Perfect. bless the name of the Lord. I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble, and that the God of Jacob will keep you safe. May the Lord send help from his temple and come to your rescue from Mount Zion. May he remember your gifts and be pleased with what you bring. May God do what you want most and let all go well for you. Then you will win victories and we will celebrate while raising our banners in the name of our Lord. May the Lord answer all your prayers. I am certain, Lord, that you will help your chosen king. You will answer my prayers from your holy place in heaven, and you will save me with your mighty arm. Some people trust the power of chariots or horses, but we trust you, Lord God. Others will stumble and fall, but we will be strong and stand firm. Give the king victory, Lord, and answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. And we just want to thank God that we can come into his presence and to ask him to strengthen us and to glorify him and to claim the victory over the enemy. Our Lord, your mighty power makes a king glad, and he celebrates victory. So tonight we celebrate victory in the Lord, and we will stand as Christians.
There's no fall that can defeat.
Bless the name of the Lord. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m., and we welcome you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Our lesson for tonight is Spiritual War. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. As we come into your presence, Lord, to dispense your word, we pray, O God, that the flesh will decrease while your Holy Spirit increase. Help us, O God, that we will give clarity to any misunderstanding that our listeners may have regarding spiritual warfare. Father, we pray, O God, that this will touch their hearts and that they will get a better understanding of what is meant by spiritual warfare. Father, we thank you once again, and we bless your holy name. We praise you.
Let's worship the Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. You're awesome in this place, Lord. As we come in your presence, we lift up our hearts in praise. Because you're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. So we praise you.
We praise you.
We lift up holy hands.
And praise you.
We thank you, O Father. For the things that you do. For bringing us together.
We praise you,
Lord.
We praise you.
tonight is spiritual war. Beloved, there is a spiritual war going on at all times around us. Don't be fooled by what is before your natural eyes, thinking that it's just human nature regarding how people are today. You must look beyond what you see and know that demonic spirits are greatly influencing and affecting people throughout society. When you see things go against nature, and I mean what is natural, then you can be sure that some kind of demonic perversion is in operation, such as homosexuality, lesbianism, abortion, murder, child molestation, suicide, divorce, dishonoring parents, sickness, etc. Certain things are perversion of nature, and when we see this, we should know that it is not just a coincidence or just the way some things are. Rather, we must be aware that demonic forces are in operation. The world is blind toward these things, but we Christians cannot and must not be. These spirits are waging a relentless war against all humanity. To the world, it is just the way things are, but to the Christians, it is perversion of God's intended purposes. Whether you choose to engage in this spiritual war or not, the war will still be waged against you and around you. So many Christians are unaware, are not concerned regarding this ongoing spiritual war against and around them. Many Christians don't believe that there is a war because they cannot see it in the natural. The Word of God tells us that we are wrestling against demonic spirits. And when we take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, which reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Beloved, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines the word wrestle as to contend by grappling with and striving to trip or throw an opponent down or off balance. It also means to engage in or as if in a violent or determined struggle, as well as to combat an opposing tendency or force. The above scripture tells us that it is not a fight against flesh and blood. It is called spiritual warfare because it is not contested or fought in the natural realm, rather in the spiritual realm. Beloved children of God, although you do not see it, there is yet a battle of great importance going on. The spirits that are assailing the Christian and the world are real, and they hate mankind and seek our destruction. The enemy contests our wars for those things that have value or that he knows can cause him loss. You may not even know why the enemy is coming after you so much, but he sees what God is calling you to, and he wants to discourage you, turn you back from doing God's will, and steal it from you. So he starts a war early in your life, or right after your decision to follow Jesus Christ. The enemy warred against Jesus Christ and Moses as babies, trying to kill them when they were most vulnerable, even though you may not even realize the treasure that you have in God, the power you have been given in God, and the purpose that God has called you to do. The devil yet may be aware, and so he contests for it. Beloved, the devil is not going to wait until you understand the power that God has given you in Jesus Christ, or until you become fully trained in your call or purpose before he attacks you. He would be at a disadvantage that way. He rather comes at you when you are not fully aware of who you are in Jesus Christ and when you are most vulnerable. He also wants the church's heritage, our youth, our seed. He tries to destroy the children of the church, causing them to be only interested in the things of the world and just tolerate going to church. We who are mature in the faith and know how to war for them must begin to fight for them daily. We must bind spirits of worldliness, ungodliness, idolatry, covetousness, rebellion, witchcraft, antichrist, spirits of resistance, apathy, indifference towards the gospel of Jesus Christ and the things of God, unclean spirit, lust, anger, rage, strife, etc., and cast them out of the lives of our children. He causes issues and desires in their hearts by giving them worldly imaginations, worldly visions. They do not know how to defend themselves from these spirits that attach themselves to them, through them opening up their hearts by receiving the enemy's imaginations. We must, as Christians, fight for them. We must war for them. We must battle for them until every vestige of the enemy's demonic influence is removed. He's also warring for the dominance or influence in the souls or minds of people. We, the Christians, are called to take back what he stole. We have been salted around the world to war against the enemy and to take back territories and the people and people groups that inhabit them. It could be your community. It could be your home. It could be your family. It could be your job. It could be your city. It could be people groups, race, etc. Don't let the devil have the souls of the people therein. As Christians, if we walk in righteousness and it's in right standing with God, then we will have the authority to take back what the devil has stolen from us. All unrepentant sin gives the enemy, the demonic spirits, the right to successfully wage warfare to gain a person or territory. The enemy waged spiritual warfare against the mind of Adam and Eve through a warfare strategy called deception, in which he lied to them. The devil had no ability to manifest any result in the natural realm against Adam and Eve until they accepted his deception and disobeyed God, which caused them to sin against God, thus opening a door through sin to a spirit called death. The devil's strategy is always to open a door to other spirits in the lives of people, putting them into further bondage, which over time causes destruction in their lives. When death came in, it acted as an agent that contracted or hired other spirits called sickness and disease to work for it, to bring the manifestation of its death purpose, which is the death or cessation of life in a person. As you endeavor to do spiritual warfare, you must uncover the hidden works of the enemy and learn where to war. For example, the Lord said that all sickness, infirmities, disease, both of mental and physical variety, such as autism, cerebral palsy, cancer, etc., are spirits and most often needs to be dealt with by casting out the spirit and loosing the hold of these demonic influences and power. This can be so even if a person is born with these issues. This is true because we are born in sin, which gives these spirits a doorway even into babies. Most physical injuries are not spirits, but require healing, but need deliverance if fear, trauma, or other spirits use the incident that caused the injury to come in. The woman with the spirit of infirmity seems as if she had a natural impediment, yet Jesus Christ identified it as a spirit. And let's take a look at Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, which reads, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." Today's doctors probably would have diagnosed her infirmity as osteoporosis, softening and bending of the bones due to age. But Jesus Christ understood that sickness was spiritual roots that man cannot see in the natural. He identified the cause of the infirmity as spirit and set her free from it. Also, Peter's mother-in-law was sick of a fever. But Jesus Christ rebuked the fever and it left her. And let us take a look at Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 15, which says, "And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them." We can deduce that this was a spirit because it left her. It did not dissipate or dissolve into thin air as the curing of a sickness would do. A sickness does not have legs to leave, but the spirit does. Beloved children of God, know that demons that cause sickness must be warred against to bring healing. The spiritual warring could take place in prayer before we come into contact with the person who has the spirits of sickness, or it can happen in their presence, but either way, casting out, warring against spirits are directly connected to healing. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, we see the connection. It reads, "When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word, and healed all that were sick." It is no coincidence in this scripture that Jesus Christ first cast out devils before healing was done. The enemy wages his war against humanity on two battlegrounds. The first is the battlefield of your mind. The enemy has declared war on your mind. The battlefield that the war is waged is in your mind and the minds of humanity. But the manifestation of the victory or loss comes in the natural realm. When we accept the enemy's imagination, his lying visions for our lives, we lose, and thus failure, lack, poverty, sickness, etc. is manifested in the natural realm. The enemy influences the mind of both Christians and unbelievers, causing them to do things that are outside of God's will by accepting his imaginations. The first battleground is inward towards the individual Christian. But the Christian's second battleground is outward. regarding what the enemy is doing and who the enemy is affecting around you. These are our battles against spirits that influences the people around us. When Jesus Christ was in the wilderness being tempted, it was spiritual warfare. The enemy was assailing his mind to steal the victory that Jesus Christ was called to win. While Jesus Christ was using his spiritual weaponry, casting down imagination, not accepting the enemy's suggestion, and repelling the enemy with the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, we'll take a look at Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command the stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself from hence. For it is written, He shall have his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou should dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the regions round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Beloved, the devil was contesting with Jesus Christ because he knew that Jesus Christ's victory over the flesh would cause him to move in the power of the Spirit. Your battlefield is not against people, beloved. It's not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Knowing that our battle is not against flesh and blood, we should no longer respond to people that the enemy is using as if they are the originator or target of our battle. We the Christians must learn to deal with and engage our real enemies, which are devils that hide behind and use people. No spiritual war can be waged or won, battling in the flesh, fighting against the manifestation that we see or in who we see. We are often battling what the enemy is doing and who is doing them through, rather than the enemies themselves, which must be done spiritually and not naturally. Even though the enemy uses the flesh of others to come to you, you yet must not respond to them or what they are doing against you in the flesh. Beloved Christians must learn to crucify the flesh in order to identify and confront our real enemies in the power of the Holy Spirit and be victorious. Not only does the enemy wage war against you through the flesh or other people, but he wages war against your emotions and desires for the purpose of trying your flesh to respond. You battle against demonic spirits to try to cause your defeat through the flesh. Your battle against demonic spirits that try to cause your defeat through your flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other." I'm sorry. "So that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." We bless the name of the Lord, beloved. We bless the name of the Lord, and we thank him once again that we can come to you to share his word with you. As we come to the end of our program tonight, we want to encourage you to join us again on Wednesday at 10 p.m. for the conclusion of this lesson. We pray that it was a blessing to you, and we pray that you will have an understanding of what it is in spiritual warfare. We will stand.
Is King, it will echo through the earth. saving a sinner like me to tell the world salvation, salvation is free. I just didn't do right.
I wouldn't do right.
But you watch over me. Both day and night. That's why I've got to say,
Your grace and mercy.
Your grace and mercy
brought me through.
It brought me through.
I'm living this moment.
One more thing. Justice demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy, they said, oh no, oh no. We have already paid the price. And let me say one more thing. I was so blind, but thank God tonight, right now I can see. Do you know what I mean? I say grace and mercy. They came along, and they rescued me. And I'm here to testify.
Your grace and mercy Brought me through.
It brought me through.
I'm living this moment,
my Lord,
because of you. I want to thank you,
Lord,
and praise you too, Your grace and
mercy
brought me
through.
To their cries for help. You defend orphans and everyone else in need so that no one on earth can terrify others again. We bless you, Lord, and we glorify you. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Join us again on Wednesday at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. And if you're living in the New York area, I encourage you to join us at the House of Christ Ministries, 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 114-12. Our Sunday service starts at 12 noon and the children's service at 11 a.m. And Fridays, our Bible studies at 7:30 p.m. And Thursday nights is our prayer meeting at 7:30 p.m. And on Tuesday, starting June 16th, we will be conducting free spiritual enrichment class, How to Hear the Voice of God. God bless you and good night.